The executive producer for this episode of Walnut Grovecast is Laura Solarin. Hello and welcome to the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. For the next couple months, Walnut Grovecast is returning to a weekly schedule. Along with Walnut Grovecast, I am working hard to finish up episodes of Bonnet Heads and the Little House Book Club. Included in those side projects are more of your favorites, such as Wagon Talks, character discussions, interviews with cast members, and so much more. By now, you must have read Kelly Mielke's hilarious addition to the website, The Prairie Review. If not, please visit walnutgrovecast.com, and it's right there. It's right on top. As always, these shows and articles are not only free of charge, they are commercial-free. I would like to thank the following supporters for making that possible. Michelle Ferguson, Aaron McManus, Chelsea Wofford, Marissa Baker, Brandon Letulier, Leah Chiapino, Cheryl Van Dusen, Thoy Rodriguez, Angie Zadava, Cheyenne Hampton, Chris Hassler from the VHS Rewind podcast, Laura Solarin, Dean Almanzo Butler, Spunky Cheek, Dana Wilkins, Chantel Dubois Nishiyama, Melissa Halfpint Gilbert, Suzanne Holland, Leah Mitchell from the Retro TV podcast, Michelle Tarrier, Brian C. Mellenbacher, Margaret LaVisca, Jennifer Jones, Julia Schroeder, Tanya Weber, Leah Chiapino, JJ Hurley, Elizabeth Villamagna, Robin Lee, Matilda Smith Thompson, Shannon Quinton, Lydia Kikuchi from Late Nights with Hitchcock podcast, Elvira Dabas, Candy Gleason, Megan Eichner, Kelly Mielke from the Dr. Quincast podcast, Alicia Olin, Rachel Boren, Stephanie Carnes, Julia Monin, The No Agenda podcast, Peyton England, Matthew Mercier, Stacey Keller, Bobby Young, Teresa Trapp, Jeannie Schneider-Mitchell, Max Duration, Katie Bollinger, Whitney Cole, Laura Furman, Val Williams, Ann Quinn, Jeannie Comer, Aaron Wortman, Don Roberts, Rebecca Harris, Sherry Benner, Angela Bowen from the Looking Back on My Wonder Years, A Wonder Years podcast, Susan King, Jeff Griffin, Megan Parker, Brian Sellers, Stephanie Bailey, Andre Yarkerson, Rhonda Ludwig, Stacey Corrigan, Whitney Griggs, Julia Jin, Jill Stellman, and finally Chris Cooling from the Forgotten TV podcast. Thank you all for your support. You make this podcast possible, and in my eyes, this is truly your podcast. So if you have any ideas, suggestions, please feel free to reach out. If you would like to support Walnut Grovecast, please visit patreon.com/walnutgrovecast. Without further delay, please enjoy the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. And you are listening to Walnut Grovecast. I have on today joining me, rejoining the show, Josie. How are you doing, Josie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How is everything going?
Things have been actually pretty great. Good. Back in the school year, it's kind of hectic, but I'm doing all right. It's good.
Good. Now, are you still doing homeschooling?
Yes, I'm still homeschooled. We belong to a co-op that's kind of in our town slash area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just once a week. And that's just kind of like extracurricular things. So like I do drama there. I do drawing.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. Other things like that.
Yeah. You know, homeschooling is where it's at right now. It seems to be like really, really popular right now. And I don't know. It seems like a great option for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And one of those options is that your schedule is a little bit more open than a lot of kids. So,
oh yes,
I don't mean to say kids.
Yes,
but how old are you, Josie, these days?
I actually am turning 13 in a couple of days.
Nice.
But I'm still 12. But I will be turning 13 soon.
Nice. You're going to be a teenager.
I know.
God bless your mom.
Yes,
I have a teenager. I think you know that. And he turned 13 in June.
Oh,
and
cool.
and y'all are crazy. So,
yeah, it's true.
No, you sound like you are very level-headed, and I think you're even more level-headed than a certain character that's in this episode.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know if any of us are as quick-witted as a certain character in this episode. We'll get into some of that. Do you want to mention the episode that we're talking about today?
We're talking about Family Tree, the Family Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually one of my, like, favorite episodes. I've seen it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of talks about, kind of the main character of this episode is Albert.
Yay. Everybody's favorite Albert.
Yes. I know. I love Albert. His character is very, like, wise and witty at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really good with
and that. Vulnerable. Wouldn't you say he's also, this shows us so many different aspects. We see his, we learn a little bit of the past of Albert. We learn that this fearless little kid actually is afraid of things, you know?
Exactly.
And he's like, not as strong.
Yeah. You never see that side of him.
Yeah. And so, I say we jump into it. The opening episode has some jovial music. I'll play a little bit of that. Anything can happen in this episode. We see the family tree. We're like, this could be an uncle is dying and leaving the Ingalls some more Confederate money.
Yeah.
They could be, I don't know, anything can happen in this episode.
Yeah.
Now we have Miss Wilder, who's kind of a family favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Which of the teachers do you have a favorite of the teachers?
I would have to say good classic Miss Plum.
Yeah, right? Miss Plum is great.
Yes.
She knows how to take a punch.
For sure. She's kind of got this like fire about her that I think that a teacher needs.
And I think it helps that she's a Landon in real life.
Oh, yeah. That helps for sure.
I like her a lot, too. She's not my favorite, though. I mean, Miss Beetle is probably my favorite.
But oh, Miss Beetle. Yeah.
Different question. Who's your least favorite teacher?
Oh, okay.
Harriet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. She was a teacher.
Yeah. She was teaching French art.
Right. I kind of liked Miss Wilder, but then I didn't.
Mm.
So maybe, probably Harriet.
Did something make you turn on Miss Wilder?
I think she frustrated me a little bit because I was like, dang, she really has them doing a lot of homework.
That's
a lot. And then I was, but.
That comes up in this episode.
I know, exactly.
But here we go. We're learning about genealogy, something that I don't know if it was taken so seriously in the 1870s.
Yeah.
By the way, this episode aired on October 1st, 1979, back in the 20th century, before you were born.
Well.
Excellent.
Now, today we are going to begin a new project, which I hope you all will enjoy, as well as learn from. Now, has any of you heard of the word genealogy?
No.
No.
Well.
No. Really? Like, no?
No.
Is that a new type of candy? I don't think Andy responded. I think Patrick Labrador's sitting back there going, I can't wait until, like, you know, we stop shooting so I can go check out the craft services.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the study of one's origin. Yes, Laura?
You mean it's kind of like history?
Well, yes. Let me show you.
That's quite a family tree, too. She pulls down. She just has it installed there.
She, like, pulls down the whole thing. Like, oh, look, I've already been working on this.
You don't have one of these, Josie? You don't have, like, a little, like, retractable family tree? That's just...
Oh, my gosh. Like, here, guys, look. Look where it came from.
Yeah, and it's like, Laura Ann Wilder. It's like, ooh, Laura.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of funny if you see like Almanza Wilder on the bottom and it's like married to Laura. It's like, whoops, we made an error.
Like, oh no, we weren't supposed to show that yet.
Exactly.
Spoiler, guys.
Oh, you know, I got to write this down. Whoops, sorry. We have the birth dates here. I have to check the accuracy there because Eliza was born in 1849.
I really hope that's accurate.
Well, that would mean she's like 29 here.
I know.
Or 28, about. I don't know. I love to compare it to, I'm going to go down that rabbit hole. And that would mean Amanda Wilder is 5 years younger.
Yeah.
Which seems like it might make sense, actually.
It might.
Could be accurate. We're going to find out. That's why you come to this podcast. So you can find out the silly stuff and we'll back check it.
Like, they're wrong.
Right. You're wrong.
Wrong.
This is a chart comprised of names, dates, and relationships of different members of my family. This is my family tree. Now, has any of you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Also, doesn't Royal have kids at this point?
I thought so. Like, he had like two kids, right?
Right. So it's like your family tree is kind of inaccurate.
Yeah.
The project is for each of you to make a family tree of your very own.
So, of course, this is exciting, right? I don't know if you've ever done this before.
I think I did 1 year in school, like when I was younger, but it's exciting.
It is exciting until you realize you're not really, I'm not related to anybody famous. And you're just like, all right, what next?
But does my family tree really even matter? Yeah.
Right. To today's world, does it really matter?
Yeah.
Laura's really jazzed about this, and I like how Laura has completely accepted Albert as a sibling.
Exactly. They kind of have this bond that I don't think a lot of other, like honestly, I feel like a lot of girls would be kind of standoffish, like, we have to share a room, and he's, like, younger than me? That's stupid.
Right, right.
Yeah, like, she just does such a great job at accepting him.
God forbid Charles puts on in another, you know, room or something. It's not like, I mean, they have the property. Why don't they just add another room?
Exactly.
You know, blow out the side and have your own master suite.
Like, already, they've built so many stuff on their own. Like, why not?
Yeah, just come on, expand. The Carters. Yeah. You know, it would take the Carters to really kind of freshen that house up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bye. Albert, come on. Let's get home and finish our chores so we can start the project.
Laura, we have more than 3 weeks to finish it.
That's what I would say. It's like 3 weeks. Come on. Yeah, like, you're joking? 3 weeks. Come on. Like, what? Are we getting extra credit for being done tomorrow?
Yeah.
Dad, Simon and I were thinking on going fishing. Right, Simon?
Hey, wait a minute.
I can't go today. I promised my pa I'd come straight home. We got some stumps to pull.
I don't have stumps to pull. Have we ever seen Simon? Do you recall ever seeing this kid before?
I don't think we've ever seen Simon. Like, honestly, I feel like it would make more sense if Andy went fishing with him.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And Andy's just gone. Andy's like, I gotta go,
guys. Like, Ma needs my help baking a pie or something like that. Like, right. It's like, who is Simon? Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, well, you certainly learn a lot about Simon and kind of the whoopings he gets.
Whoop.
So Albert basically is the bad influence because it's clear Albert's a little bit uncomfortable here. I do like that Laura is saying things like, our family tree is going to be so amazing.
I feel like knowing Laura, like in that moment, he seems kind of unenthusiastic. Like, I feel like she would have noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't seem to be too self-aware of what she's saying and the way he's reacting to it, unfortunately. But I guess that wouldn't be a story if she was so reactive.
Yeah.
So, Charles, special delivery.
Charles! Hey, Nels! Got a special delivery here for you.
Really?
Uh-huh. I
wasn't expecting anything.
Well, you got 3 crates and some pipe from Feldman Plumbing.
Feldman Plumbing?
Oh, no. Oh, she's done it.
She has really done it.
She's done what?
Charles, ever since we got back here from Anoka, Harriet has been at me to get a water closet. I've been able to avoid her up to now, but she's tricked me and went ahead and ordered it. Well, I guess I can't avoid the inevitable anymore.
Have you ever seen a water closet in person?
Not in person, I don't think.
You know, in Manhattan, there are a few small restaurants, and the only ones I can think of are Italian. And they still have, I don't know, I'm sure that they're just fixtures for decoration, but they have that box on top and the lever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's one of those things that's just kind of, it's cool to see.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, we learn what that box holds, and you have to kind of wonder, Just safe. Yeah,
exactly.
I'll give you a hand with the crates.
I like how Charles is like, oh, I'll give you a hand with the crates, but not with the plumbing.
Yeah.
No one's doing plumbing in this town, right? There is no plumbing. There's no sewer system.
I don't think they've yet, thought about it. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to need a water closet. And, honestly, Harriet seems like kind of the person that would be like, we're going to be the first ones here.
And she is.
Plumbing in this town.
No, because they have a water closet at the blind school.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that because
Hansen, Hansen had some luxuries.
No, he really did, surprisingly.
Yeah, his house is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's huge. I don't know why he had such a huge house. Being that Hansen's a little bit older, I always wondered if... Oh, no, we know that he never got married, right?
I thought he was married, but then, his wife died or something. I don't know.
Because do you remember the episode where Carrie falls down the air shaft?
Yeah.
The drunk guy was married Hansen's love.
Oh.
So I don't know if you're like, whoa, how'd you catch that? I have to wonder if he ever got over that and ever married anyone. If somebody's listening and you know that Hansen was married, please let me know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So let's see. They go fishing. Simon catches some fish. And he's like, I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. My dad's going to kill me.
Yeah.
He just kind of goes on. Now, I don't know when the word bastard became a thing. I don't know if it's always been considered a negative word.
Yeah.
I would imagine it would be. I just don't know.
But yeah, I don't know in what context it's like.
Like, okay.
in that way.
Right. It's not like there's no way to, friendly throw. You can't just say, hey, bastard. The tone just doesn't work, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like it's Simon meant to not necessarily throw it out there. You're a bastard, but more so he didn't really understand.
Yeah. And then again, Simon is a country bumpkin.
For sure.
But they go on because he's seeing how lucky Albert is.
She's just trying to make you smarter, that's all.
I suppose Albert, you're really the lucky one.
What makes you say that?
Well, the project, All us kids have to look up our families, relatives' names and stuff. You being a bastard don't have to worry about doing anything.
What'd you call me?
He really said that. He was you being a bastard, you don't have to worry about anything. He really just said it.
I guess he said it in the nicest way possible. Can we give him points for that?
Yeah.
This kid has freckles. All right.
Yeah.
It's just Albert is if lasers could come out of Albert's outfit, it would be just... when a cat gets scared and his hair goes up.
Oh, yeah. Total reaction on Albert's face is priceless.
I'm surprised his hair doesn't go...
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
And he just starts fighting with him.
Yeah.
No, I don't being called that name! Sorry.
You don't mess with a city kid like that.
No, you don't.
Then Pa shows up kind of wearing an oversized pirate shirt or something.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, are you coming from LARPing or something? I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
Are you going to Comic-Con, Dad? What are you wearing there? But he, Dad is very mad.
What are you doing, boy?
Fishing, Pa.
Now, didn't I tell you to come straight home from school?
Yes, sir.
What do you do instead? You go fishing. All the way down to the school looking for you, boy.
Now, fishing is not the biggest waste of time, right? They could eat the fish for dinner.
Exactly. What are you talking about, Pa? These fish are just as, priceless as the stumps.
Right.
We can have food tonight.
Enough about the stumps, all right? Enough of pulling stumps.
I know. What's with the stumps?
Right. As a matter of fact, I think the way they used to get rid of stumps is they would light them on fire. I don't know if this is a good way of doing it.
I know. Isn't that easy?
But I think, nowadays they drill a hole in the middle of a stump.
Exactly.
And then you fill it with something flammable and it burns the stump underneath. But then I sometimes think, would that start an underground fire? or something. Yeah. I'm not a farmer, Josie, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Really.
Exactly. I'm like, how am I supposed to know if this is like right or not? Yeah. Whatever.
So maybe you shouldn't ask me about stump advice anymore.
Got to get them stumps up before I can plant, then I need your help to do it.
Stumps.
I'm sorry, Pa.
Sorry, don't get the stumps out, son. You gotta learn when I tell you to do something, you do it. All right,
please,
lean over.
Pa, please.
There's this move whenever this happens where he's like, he has to emphasize that he's taking his belt off.
Yeah.
And why are people wearing belts? These jeans fit him perfectly.
I know. I'm like, is the belt like, do you think you're actually going to have to whip your kid on a daily basis? Yeah. Are you just wearing a belt for whenever it happens?
Right. Is it for function or is it for utility?
Exactly.
Right. Is it a tool? It's these farmers are crazy.
Please.
And he gets beaten. I'm not going to play that. But we get these flashbacks of Albert getting a similar type of corporal punishment. Poor Albert.
Ruler.
And this kind of crazy guy is like the crabapple character.
I know.
It's just, you know, one of those things. Albert runs home and we get Albert in a bath. He's like just...
Oh, yeah, I know. I was like so surprised whenever that came out. I'm like, oh, he's in a bath.
Like, hey. And Pa comes in with some hot water.
Yeah, like the weirdest possible scene for that.
Right.
Thanks.
Thanks, I was catching pneumonia out here.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, why?
Well, I know it's not Saturday, but you're usually a little more enthusiastic about washing than this.
Well...
I love to get clean. Like, it's such a weird comment.
I know.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, they always seem clean and everything. It's just enthusiastic.
Like, enthusiastic about washing. Like, what?
Right. I'm sitting in, like, basically a filth broth.
I know. Yeah. Right.
To tell you the truth, Simon and I got in a fight today.
Oh.
It wasn't much of one. Well, that's how we both landed in the pond.
And what was the fight about?
You know, we did get a scene before where Albert is being dunked in the tub. And I found that so disturbing. And like, what are they trying to teach him? Like, it was just...
I know. They said something like, you must cleanse the body to cleanse the soul. Like, something like that.
I'm
like,
I'm going to go to it real quick because I'm just...
Responsibility!
Wait, that's the...
That's the...
You must learn responsibility. We cannot tolerate tardiness. Responsibility. Tardiness. Responsibility. Tardiness.
Ah! I guess that was it. I can't find the bath thing. Oh, wait, maybe it comes after. It does. It comes after they're talking. I'm sorry.
Much of one.
Oops, sorry.
Well, to tell you the truth, Simon and I got in a fight today. It wasn't much of one.
I was like, which one's Simon again?
Yeah.
They just moved here 15 minutes ago.
Well, that's how we both landed in the pond.
And what was the fight about?
Nothing important. We're both friends again. He just said something he didn't mean.
Well, I'll tell you something I do mean. You better get to scrubbing, or there won't be any roast left. I'll see you in the house.
Now, Pa doesn't wear a belt. He wears suspenders. He's a civilized man.
Civilized man who cares about his children deeply.
Right. He hangs his belt up on the in the living room. That way it's kind of a warning sign.
Yeah. Like,
I don't have to take it off. I just have to.
I don't have to take it off. Right. I will use it if I have to.
Right. It's always there at the ready.
Yeah.
It's like Albert's theme.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of dream sequences in this. We don't get too many of those type of things. I don't know if you watched or watched The Brady Bunch. I don't know if that is going too far back for you.
I've seen a couple episodes.
But we get a few. You get that effect very often in The Brady Bunch. Uncomfortable close-up.
Yeah.
In order to cleanse our soul, we first must cleanse our body. Our body is the temple of the Lord.
Yeah, I can't listen to this. So it's too disturbing.
I know.
And it's current Albert as well. It's not like a flashback to a younger Albert.
Exactly. It's like so uncomfortable to watch. Like, how disturbing is that?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
What are you trying to teach him?
Trying to teach him. So, let's see. Laura scares him by throwing a towel. And we get some final... We get a little bit of comic relief, thankfully. Where at the Olsons, Harriet is standing in the hallway, very impatient, as Nels... do you guys ever do DIY projects?
Yeah.
And it's like... You get in the middle of it, you're like, what am I doing?
What am I doing? Where is this going? It's like trying to build an IKEA shelf. It's like, ugh.
Yes. It's like, let's just forget
it. Yeah.
Nels, for heaven's sakes, how much longer are you going to be?
I thought you had to go to the bathroom.
I know.
Let me in.
No.
And no Willie or Nelly while the building is going on. But Nelly does make an appearance later.
Yeah, Nelly makes an appearance. I haven't seen Willie at all in this episode.
Yeah, maybe he's in the background.
Maybe.
Let me see it. Oh.
And I noticed they have this little, these sheets of paper, which I'm assuming is toilet paper, on the wall.
I'm guessing, but like, why would they be on the wall?
Well, you would just tear a sheet off, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
But from what I understand, toilet paper was in rolls at this period of time. And they were perforated, so maybe this was kind of starter toilet paper. They came with the toilet.
Oh, Nels.
And you know what's interesting is the toilet itself kind of looks, for the most part, pretty modern. You know?
Yeah, it does look pretty modern.
Yeah, it's got like a nice walnut like toilet seat. It's nice. Yeah. It's like welcome to another thing you have to like maintain and clean.
Yeah.
Just think, our
good luck with Willie.
Own outhouse in the house.
That's right.
Yes. Nice, oh, Nels, thank you. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, my dear. You're welcome.
Oh, you know, it reminds me of a throne. As I'm sitting here, I shall feel like Queen Victoria.
No.
And we get the iconic scene of the water closet just basically...
just exploding.
Yes.
I remember, like, watching this episode for the first time, and I was like, oh, like, Harriet and Nels are having, like, a cute moment. Like, they're joking and laughing, and then Harriet has to ruin it, as always.
Right. We don't get moments like this with them too
often.
I know.
You never really see them be, like, a happy, fun, loving couple ever.
Another thing we normally don't get very often from another character in this is Laura. Laura's just wants to get to work.
Albert, we've got to start working on our chart.
Shut up about the chart. The stumps, the chart.
The chart, the stumps, like, whatever.
Enough.
I know.
Why don't you start yours and I'll make one of my own?
Well, you heard what Miss Wilder said. Brothers and sisters can work together. I mean, there's no need to make two charts.
Well, I would just rather...
So Nellie is approaching them like a demon. It's
like
crazy.
A demon. She's like, here's another thing you have to worry about, guys.
Ryan.
Hello, Laura.
Hi, Nellie.
Willie told me all about your class project. How's yours coming?
I haven't started it yet.
Oh, I see. It must be very hard tracing all your relatives, names and everything. Having to spend all that time in the forest or wherever it is you're from.
It was called the Big Woods. And I'll manage, thank you.
You know, the Olsen family goes all the way back to royalty. We had heads of state and titles for most of my relatives.
We're getting an interesting shot of Nellie, too. It's like from a low point up. So it's kind of like this, like, bigger than life type of...
Exactly. Kind of Nellie. Different Nellie.
Yeah, like huge ego and it's...
Yeah.
You mean like Nero and Ivan the Terrible?
I'll ignore that. I'm positive...
I'll ignore that.
Yeah, exactly. She does that like weird thing with her face whenever she said something like that.
You know, it's kind of a good response to like.
I
somebody,
know, like she's really good at it.
You know, if somebody says something to you that you're like going to get, you know, upset about, you just go, "I'll ignore that."
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
With my help, Willie's chart will be the best and most interesting of all. How's your family tree coming, Albert?
I told you we haven't started ours yet.
Now, this is one of... I have to wonder if this is the last time Nellie's this cruel.
I know, because then in later seasons you see, not to spoil anything, but you kind of see that she's like, her heart has kind of softened a little bit.
I would say that most people have seen the entire series if they're listening to this podcast. There's no spoilers.
Yeah.
Albert couldn't make a family tree if he wanted to.
Ouch.
You have to have parents and grandparents first.
He's got parents and so do I.
But it's not the same, is it? Albert knows what I mean. Don't you, Albert?
Monkey business.
This is about as much of a family tree as you've got.
And she throws a twig at him. Oh, my God.
I know. Honestly, I feel like that line, honestly, was kind of smart. Like, you could just come up with that on the spot to have the wit to be like, this is as much as a family tree as you got, and, like, have the twig right there.
Yeah, it's a little perfect.
Shut up, Nellie.
But it was a lost opportunity to, because they're sitting at a tree stump. So they could have said, this stump has more. No.
Yeah.
Enough of the stumps. So, yeah, that was pretty upsetting. That would, I don't know anybody that could handle that.
Yeah.
I know few people who could handle somebody as cruel as Alison Arngrim is, who is very cruel in real life. I'm just kidding. It's just so interesting that Alison Arngrim is such the parallel opposite.
I know.
And I think it makes the character more fun, I think.
Exactly. I think she's so good at the role she does. Mm-hmm. And it gives you, like, an appreciation. Obviously, I haven't met her, but I think she's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I've not met her, but I've spoken to her a number of times. And, she's just warm and wonderful and very... I think she's the glue that keeps the entire Little House on the Prairie universe
together.
I do.
Yeah.
So Albert is dreaming. We get another little, we get kind of a trippy little psychedelic thing going on here. Yeah.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Tilly, here's the boy I was telling you about. His name is Albert.
So this is Albert. Well, he looks like a nice boy. Now, what can you tell me about his parents?
Nothing at all. He was left on our doorstep by someone no one ever saw. His parents could have been sickly or deranged.
Deranged? My Lord, I can't have that in my family.
What about his teeth? Smile, boy. Let us see your teeth.
So in the thing, the guy is pointing right into the camera. It's like, oh my goodness. It's very, very upsetting.
Oh, yeah.
So clearly this is all triggering to Albert. Albert wakes up and screams. Pa comes up and he's like, hey, you okay?
Yeah.
And then Albert is clearly upset about things. He's up in the barn thinking. There's an interesting... Oh, no, not yet. Later on, there's a rock that... Are you watching this by any chance at the same time or no?
No, I'm not. I watched it last night, though.
All right, good. Let's see. So Albert is sitting up in the barn, just kind of looking out, thinking. Yeah. This is what I think people who live on the farm tend to do a lot.
Yeah, daydream.
Daydream. And Pa comes up to check on him.
Daydreaming. Seems to me you've been doing a lot of dreaming lately. Hey. Come on, you want to tell me what's bothering you, son?
I'm not your son.
This is a little bit of a long scene, but I'm going to play most of it through. Okay. Sorry, go on. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. Albert's basically saying he loves living there, but he doesn't feel like it's permanent. Like, you know, people call him Ingalls, and he is an Ingalls, but he would like to be adopted. So.
Which I can totally understand, even like not being an orphan. I totally get that.
Yeah, I would imagine that's the best way to tell somebody that they are welcome, right? Is to make it official.
Down in my heart.
Sorry.
No, I'm not. Can't really make anybody else believe it either.
Well, I don't care what anybody else believes. You live in our house. We love you. You're part of our family.
but it's not the same. Using a name doesn't make it legal.
Do you think it's right that he said you're part of our family instead of saying you're part of the family?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird, that scene. It's like Albert's like pouring his heart out to Pa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like Pa's like, oh no, what do I say back? I don't know how to deal with this.
Oh, he knows how to deal with it.
If only you could adopt me. Then everything would be fine. I know when I asked you if I could call you Pa, you seemed pleased. If you think this might be asking too much,
you know, when you asked if you could call me Pa, and you took my name, I just figured that was enough. That's my fault for not thinking. It's my fault. Say we do something about that starting tomorrow, huh?
And he nails it. He's like, we're gonna do something about it.
Yeah.
And we learn a lesson here that sometimes you don't want to mess with things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. So they agree. They're going to go. I don't know exactly. I'm guessing they're going to Winoka or Mankato.
I think that they never really specify where they're going. I would think Winoka, but I'm not sure.
Sleepy Eye? I mean, that's another place that they could have gone to.
Yeah.
Let's see. We come and we meet Judge Adams. He seems pretty nice. He seems to have a large collection of books.
Yeah.
Judge Adams?
That's me.
The lady on the hall said we should see you about filing for adoption.
Oh, yes, Mr.
Excuse me, Ingles. Charles Ingles. This is my wife, Carolyn.
How do you do?
And this is Albert.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Let's sit right around this table. It should be comfortable for you.
Thank you.
So essentially, you know, let's get the ball rolling. We learned that Albert he ran away from an orphanage, essentially.
Yeah.
And they need to just kind of make sure, because I guess technically that orphanage is still responsible for him regardless.
Technically, I guess they have to know where he's going in a way.
Yeah, right? I mean, you would imagine.
Yeah.
So it looks like the ball's rolling. You know, we're going to get the paperwork in and we're going to make it official. Another thing that this entire episode really brought up that I did not really think about too much was whether or not Laura ever wanted to really have a brother. And that's, it started making me think about the character, because the character seemed totally fine without a brother before Albert showed up.
Yeah.
But adding in this element, we do, I think this is one of the few episodes where I really do feel as though Laura does genuinely like having a brother.
Yeah, I mean, there's that one episode where it's like, I think it's called The Lord is My Shepherd, and they have baby, I think another baby, they have a baby,
mm-hmm.
and it's a baby boy, and he dies after a couple days, and
yeah.
That took like a big toll on Laura.
Yeah, because she had wished for the baby to die.
She had wished for him to, yeah.
And then she ran away. That's an intense episode.
That is.
That's another one that's, I think it still has to get done. So,
yeah.
I think it's a two-parter, too.
Yeah, there's two parts to it. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. But Nels is like, all right, I need help with this water closet. So I'm going to go look at the blind schools.
Oh, Mr. Olson. What are you doing up here today?
Oh, Mrs. Olson. Mr. Olson.
Yeah, yeah.
Her voice is so high. It's so funny.
I know.
Well, Esther Sue, Mary, I wondered if I could use your water closet.
Excuse me, Mr. Olson, but you mean to tell me you walked all the way up here just
to use the water closet?
Well, I guess that does sound kind of funny, doesn't it? But what I actually meant was that I want to look at your water closet to compare it with the one that I'm trying to install.
Mary's doing a better blind in this than normal.
I was about to say, yeah, she seems very... She did really good with that scene.
Yeah, and her hair looks okay. Sometimes we talk about her hair because when she goes blind, her hair just goes to hell. It's like dry and brittle.
I know. Mary's hair before was like so silky, so good. And then like when she went blind, it was like, well, guess this is another thing that has to go.
But you know, here it looks like she got a blowout or something.
I can't seem to figure out these directions. First time Harriet tried it, she almost drowned herself. I think I better get it right next time.
I think so. Well, Professor, this way to the laboratory.
Must have been so nice to have... Whoops, I clicked on the wrong thing. I mean, it makes so much... I guess it's something we take for granted, right? Just being able to go to the bathroom inside. Let's see. We learned that Albert is stealing things now.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You're big.
Sure, why not? I'll pick you up some at the mercantile.
Thanks. Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Did Charles just call it the mercantile?
Yeah, I feel like he never calls it the mercantile.
Wait, I need to hear that again. Sorry.
I'll pick you up some at the mercantile.
Thanks, Charles.
Who's he trying to impress here?
I know. It's the mercantile, Charles.
The tile. Say it. Say it.
Yeah.
But, we're looking for a missing item.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen my old Bible?
No, I haven't, darling. Isn't it in the chest?
Well, it usually is.
Are your Bible up here, Ma?
Stolen.
I know.
And we get a nice little scene between Caroline and Albert, which I don't think we get enough of. She goes up to... Yeah.
Albert, what are you using the Bible for?
Well, learning about God, Ma.
You learn about God, Ma. Aren't you proud?
Jeez.
Oh, the Ingalls family tree.
Mm-hmm. Since I'm going to become an Ingalls, I want to see the names of my new relatives. Well, actually, these weren't the names I was going to put down at first.
Oh, why not?
Oh, that Nellie Olson. I was going to make up a list of names so she'd be green with envy.
What names were you going to put on that list?
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
So I thought this was pretty nice. And of course, we end the conversation with two great things, milk and pie.
Oh, yeah.
Ma always has a pie ready.
Always.
Let's see. What is next? We have another moment in the mercantile where...
Oh, this is probably one of my favorite scenes.
I'll play it then.
I'm playing postmistress for a few days.
He's playing postmistress because what's her name? Mrs... I'm going to play...
Charles, not very well, I'm afraid.
Sorry to hear that. What's all the mail doing here?
Mrs. Foster is away.
Mrs. Foster.
Mrs. Forgot. Foster, yeah. Yes.
Taking care of her sister's new baby, so I'm playing postmistress for a few days. What can I do for you?
Oh, I promised Laura I'd pick her up some poster paper. It's for a school project.
Oh, the family tree. I know all about it. How much would you like?
Just enough for a good-sized chart will do. Hey, how's the water closet coming?
Well, I think I've got all the bugs out of it. Then the mail came in, and I haven't had a chance to test it yet. By the way, there's a letter here for you. Yeah, it's from the county seat.
Oh, good. I've been expecting that.
I told her not to use it yet.
Help me!
Oh my God, it's just a ton of water coming down.
I know, just like the spray of water down the stairs. And honestly, I think in this scene, Charles's laugh is like so perfect for it.
Right, let's play it again.
I told her not to use it yet.
It's like an infectious laugh. Pretty fun. Charles opens the letter. We get some somber music. It's clearly some somber news.
Yeah.
We get to, let's see, what's... Caroline can sense something is wrong. He says, what's wrong? You know, they found Albert's real father.
Yeah.
And And that's it. You know, it's just kind of going south. You know, if they had just shut it up.
I know.
Everything would have been fine, but.
I know. I feel like they would have thought, like, and it's possible, but, like, maybe he actually does have real bird family that's still.
Right. I mean, wasn't there, clearly had to have been a possibility in their heads.
Yeah.
So here's Charles meeting Mr. Quinn.
Mr. Ingalls, this is Mr.
Quinn's the name. You got my boy?
I think that all depends. I'd like to see some proof to show me that you really are his father.
Well, Mr. Quinn has a sufficient knowledge regarding the exact date and time that Albert was left at the school. And that, along with other corroborative information, was proof enough to the Dakota school that he is Albert's father. Yet it's all right there.
So, of course, you know, Charles is looking at it and he has a few questions of his own, which yeah. I think anybody in their right mind would have. And, sure. Yeah.
How come it took you so long to find the boy?
I've been looking for the boy on and off for some time now, but I'm all by myself. I got to work my land. That doesn't leave much time for searching. Albert, he'd be going on 11 years pretty soon now. He's strong. He's strong.
Oh.
Good. He'd be plenty helpful to me when I get him to the farm.
Oof, he's not that strong.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that this actor, Michael Pataki, was also in another episode of Little House on the Prairie. He was also in To Run and Hide. He played Stanley Novak.
Oh, I think I remember that episode.
He was in a lot of different things. I would say most memorably from my childhood, he was in Rocky IV as the Russian trainer.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know if you're much of a Rocky fan, Josie, but in Rocky IV, he looks pretty much exactly the same as this, except he wears kind of a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
But it was a good, I think he's a good, intense actor.
And he really is. Yeah. He carries kind of this off-putting sense in a way that just is good for the character that he plays. Yeah.
Poor Albert has no idea this is happening. I mean, he's just, la, 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 la. And he comes in, he hears Ma and Pa loudly discussing things in the barn.
I know. I feel like they wouldn't be discussing it that loud.
You know, I guess they're just so passionate about the situation, and they think if we go out to the barn.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do. The law says that he has the right to take Albert away.
And as a parent, this got me really, you know, heartbroken because Pa does a full breakdown in this. Michael Landon knows how to tug on the heartstrings.
Oh, for sure.
And even Caroline, she kind of gets a little bit more rambunctious than you would ever imagine her to be.
Ever imagine seeing her. Yeah.
Law! It's always the law. Doesn't the law consider people's feelings?
It hurts the most is that he doesn't even love them.
He doesn't love them at all. All he wants is a farmhand. That's all he kept asking. Is he strong? Is he strong? Can he do the work? The boy had been better off alone in the city than living with the likes of him.
We have no choice. We're going to have to kill him. It's for his own good, Caroline.
Dear God, I'm going to take myself away. I just can't take him away.
I think Michael Landon is legitimately crying here. It's like, I don't know how he did it. It's crazy.
I don't know how he did it either. I think that scene, he just kind of has a lot of, like, he did really good.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Bravo, Mr. Landon. Bravo.
Yes.
Of course, Albert hears this and he's like, I got to get out of here. You know, like anybody would, I just have to go clear my head. And he goes fishing. And Pa comes by with being very Pa. You know, it's.
Very much so.
Yeah, he's. Gonna try his best to candy coat it.
Laura told me you went fishing. Catch any?
No.
Guess fish aren't biting today.
Hey, well, I got some good news. And it's going to come as a big surprise to you. The Dakota Orphanage located your real father. I told you it'd be a big surprise. That's some news, huh? See, Judge Adams wrote me a letter about it, and I didn't want to say anything to you until I was sure. So I went into the courthouse today, and I met him, your real father.
He's a real jerk.
Yeah.
You'll love him.
You'll love him. He's great. We'll take good care of you.
So this is just a heartbreaking scene. There is a scene for those who are following along. Actually, I am going to release the clips of this with the video and stuff. I explained it to you before. But there's like a boulder on Plum Creek. And I don't know if I've ever seen this boulder before. But you'll see it when we're talking about it. But let's see. Albert is saying his goodbyes to Laura.
Oh, this part is so sad.
Yeah, this is very heartbreaking. This is where I thought... It really seems to me that Laura's character really wants a brother.
Yeah.
And Albert, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm leaving now.
I'll write you every day.
Be kind of callous if Laura's like already kind of like moving this stuff out, saying, it's going to be my whole room.
Here you go. Maybe see you later.
You can take this blanket down. Don't have to have a dividing blanket.
Me too. This poster's real nice. It'll probably be the best in class.
Go now. It's very sad.
Yeah.
It's more visual, but it's just a really, really sad moment. Mm-hmm. They go on.
Or what I ever do. Always be my sister, Laura.
So Albert gets into town and he's like, "Can I see my new pa?"
Yeah.
He wants to see, and I just love that he goes alone.
Yeah.
Let's see. So the scammer in Albert kicks in, because I think if you're watching this for the first time, you're thinking, oh my God, they're writing this character off. Like, it's...
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen to him? But it's very... I think this part, he's very clever. Like, I wouldn't have thought of that. That is so good.
Yeah, like, this is amazing. And it's such a... I hate to use the word fun, but it's a fun solution to such a serious topic.
Yeah.
Because right now we all just want a ball. And it's like, are you kidding me? He's going to play it that he's blind?
What?
Yeah. And this brings up a question. Is Mary faking it too?
Oh, yes.
Maybe that's Albert's theme.
I know, it seems like it.
Yeah, they're meow, meow, meow.
Listen, boy. I've been doing a lot of thinking about what Mr. Ingalls said. And I can see where you've been taking real good care of. You know, I'm all alone.
Mr. Quinn wears a belt. I just want to point this out.
He wears a worth a belt. Not very civilized.
Nope.
What with having a farm to run, well, it just wouldn't work out. We're strangers, you and me. Nothing in common. I know that you'd be happier living here with a family that loves you. And I'm sure that you love them. I got nothing to offer you, boy.
So he's basically talking him out of it. And it's kind of interesting. Albert barely says a word.
I know. In that whole scene, he just barely says anything.
But he says this. Or I missed it. Sorry.
Would you give me a kiss goodbye?
So he gives him a kiss goodbye. And
yeah. The
whole thing was so callous, right? He comes back into the attorney's office, or the judge Adams.
I changed my mind and I told the boy he can stay with you. But he's happy with you. He told me so I changed my mind. Now then, is there something I have to do, something I have to sign or something?
So he basically signs it away. And Charles is like, how do we know that you're not going to come back? And
yeah, because he was already unreliable in the first place.
Right.
What about now?
So he's like, yeah, how do I know you're not going to show up again?
Quinn. How do I know you won't change your mind, come back for the boy?
Don't worry. Just like the boy, you'll never see me again.
Yikes. That's almost as harsh as Nelly's.
Work. I know, almost a Nelly line, almost.
That is it's a tough one. Now, when you first saw this, I don't know how your response was. When Albert was up there, for whatever reason, I thought he'd be smiling or something.
I know, I thought he'd be more excited.
But, you know, his heart is broken. I mean, he just met his father who didn't even want him. And so, I mean, I guess you get this wave of, oh my God, you know, my life kind of sucks. You know, it's not the greatest thing to look at on paper.
Exactly.
But I think we all love Charles Ingalls, and having him a part of your life kind of, you know, creates a whole redeeming.
Charles Ingalls is their body.
Yeah, totally.
Albert?
Weird that we have horses walking in the background. I can hear the click clock of horses.
I know, what?
I mean, I guess they have pavement, right?
I guess.
Just a weird little addition.
I guess you're stuck with me, Paul.
I guess I am, son.
Very good, very good, very good.
Yes, round of applause.
Yes, and we are on our way back, and we get a little voiceover.
It was a joyous day in all of our lives when Pa returned with Albert. For everyone knew, from that day on, Albert was to be forever in Ingalls.
Did it. So I have two questions for you about this. Do you think Albert ever told Pa or Ma Laura what he did?
That's what I was wondering. When Quinn kind of says that thing, just like the boy, he'll never see me again.
Right.
Wouldn't Charles question? That would be my general reaction to be like, what?
At the moment, I wouldn't. Because all you want to do is get this guy out of your life. But exactly. I would wonder. I think it's too good of a secret.
Yeah.
Albert's a big mouth.
Yeah.
And do you think that Pa told Caroline and Laura and them that he was returning with Albert? Or do you think it was just a surprise?
I think it was, in my general opinion, I think it was a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. It'd be more fun.
Yeah.
And Laura's like, oh, I guess I have to put the blanket back up.
Yeah, I guess we have to put the sheet up again.
Oh, Albert's back. But so I think this was a really fun episode, Josie, and I can't thank you enough. And do you have anything else you wanted to add about this episode?
No. I think that this episode really shows you just how amazing their family is and how much they really do love Albert and how they're willing to take on anybody who needs it. Like, I think it's the episode The Wisdom of Solomon or something. Like, they even took on this little boy.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to sell himself as a slave.
Yeah, and they took him on as their own son for a short period of time. Like, I think that's just a beautiful representation of how loving the Ingalls family is.
Regardless of how many kids come into that house, they will not add any rooms. And that is Charles Ingalls' promise.
I know. Remember when they had Cassandra and James up with them? They didn't build onto the house.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they were already busting at the seams. Like, why not add?
Yeah, you know the scene where I believe it's Albert who's shaving? It's like, yeah, you're going to slice your throat open, kid. Like, too many people.
And they had to, get this big dresser for Cassandra and Carrie and Ma all to share. And they were like, you can have half of the bottom drawer. I'm like, okay.
It's like, aren't there rooms at the blind school? Oh, well, yeah. Maybe not at that point. Whoops.
Well, I guess
too soon.
Yeah.
But Josie, I want to thank you so much for doing this. It was a lot of fun to talk to you. And hopefully I can get you to come back on in the future.
Oh, I would love that. That would be awesome.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting Walnut Grovecast by heading over to patreon.com/walnutgrovecast.